discuss some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 7:02.
Nearly 25 minutes to go before we get to 8 o'clock. And of course, today is Heritage Day. And it's quite interesting exploring all the various bits and pieces of South African heritage. I mean, you just heard early on, we were talking about South Africa's automotive history. And we didn't even get to all the stuff that you could cover there. But the one thing that immediately comes to mind when one talks about heritage is of course, food. And this is, of course, a favorite topic for so many of us. And our food anthropologist, author, and food critic, rather, Anna Trepido, joins us this morning. We're going to be discussing her top five heritage taste treats. Anna, always nice chatting to you. Good morning to you. And happy Heritage Hello. Day.
Yes, happy to you too.
Great stuff. So many, many options for us when we talk about South African heritage and food. Associated with it. I mean, with so many cultures, so many peoples in South Africa, I mean, it's we spoiled for choice, isn't it?
I think all of us in our minds, we have, you know, an internal slave library. So if you close your eyes and you think of South Africa, you know, for some people, you know, the taste of South Africa will be, you know, if you take a dog for a walk on a Sunday and you, doesn't matter where you are, but you will smell that coriander seed, fatty, smoky smell that is boerewors cooking over coals. Mm. You know, that everybody has a kind of taste and smell that says South Africa to them. And so what I did was I picked pretty randomly five delicious things that say South Africa in my flavor library, in my brain. And I picked from small businesses because, you know, small food businesses that are still standing, those chefs are superheroes, you know, that they have had the most terrible 18 months. So these are small business, South African-specific deliciousnesses that I've chosen.
No, absolutely. I mean, sorghum, for example, you know, associated with so many things. And I guess the quintessential South African crop that you can, that's quite versatile, isn't it?
It is. Sorghum is our ancient indigenous grain that long before there were mealies in South Africa, there was sorghum. So mabele, that it's water-wise, it's low GI, it's gluten-free, and frankly, it's just so delicious, you know, that it's a real shame the extent to which it's lost out to other foreign starches that are much less good for us and much less delicious. But, you know, it is so versatile, sorghum, that you can ferment it into that deliciously kind of tart, mouth-puckering, sour ting. You can, you know, have it as, you know, I think this morning, a really creamy, comforting multibella, you know, that regardless of what sort of South African we are, that somehow that sort of multi-sorghumed smell, just, you know, it says my mummy loves me, you know, that multibella is for so many people the definition of comfort food. And if people, you know, obviously people can do it themselves and it's, you know, super simple, but, you know, if you feel like having sorghum, having multibella that's just gone so kind of private school posh nosh, Biden Bistro in Mulderstrift, which is a fantastic place to discover anyway if you just want a kind of outing away from the city. Biden Bistro, they make a multibella that has nachi butter, toasted coconut, and marula nuts stirred into it, and it is just beyond heaven.
Indeed, and I see that it also has a whole bunch of health benefits, and I guess that's something that, you know, people are very much aware of. We might enjoy food, but one of the key things that many are concerned with is it healthy for me? Is it good for me?
Absolutely, and I mean, it's almost impossible to think of anything that could be better for you than sorghum, and better for the planet, because, you know, that it is so much less water intensive than many other starches that we eat, that it's low GI, that it's gluten free. You know, that if you talk to older rural South Africans, they will say, well, the thing about sorghum is it keeps you full all day. You know, you can work in the fields all day on a bowl of ting, for instance. And I mean, that's essentially, they're describing low GI. You know, they're saying it takes a long time to digest and it is slow release into your system. So it's delicious, it's cheap, it is in every supermarket. You know, that this is the great ancient grain of Southern Africa. You know, all over the world, people are lauding sorghum as this fabulous thing, and only South Africans sort of look a bit puzzled and say, do you mean that brown pup? So we need to really appreciate this kind of great ancient taste of ours.
Yes, indeed. And for me, unfortunately, and you know, hopefully when you see me in person one day, you won't give me a snot clap, you know, which is another appropriate term to use on Heritage Day. But
that is a fantastic term.
but unfortunately, I'm one of those people with the brown dunpap. You know, it's
No, you need to think again about sorghum. It's fantastic. But go to Biden Bistro in Mulder's Drift and have the kind of poncy version with the nachi butter and the toasted coconut, and then gradually kind of go back in time through all the much more classic traditional ways of preparing it, and you will remember that sorghum is fabulous.
No, awesome. There's a second one that I see, Meebos. Is that how you pronounce it? I'm sorry if I sound really uncultured this morning.
Well, and are you telling me that you haven't tasted Meebos, or you just don't know how to say it?
It's one of those weird things where you probably tasted it. You know, as we chat about it, I'll probably go, oh, that stuff. And I wasn't aware that I'd eaten Meebos. But no, it's honestly the first time I can think of hearing about it.
I'm about to change your life. It's one of those kind of classic Western Cape tastes. I'm sure you have tasted it. It's those cylindrical slabs of sweet, sour, salty, sun-dried apricot that people often take it on road trips.
Yes.
And it's one of those love-it-or-hate-it ingredients that some people are disconcerted by the fact that the sweet and the sour are also, you know, there's a salt element. And those people who love it say, but that's why it's so fabulous. And you always find it at farm stalls, and you know that it is just, I think, one of the great South African tastes. That it has its origins in the umeboshi, is a salted ume fruit. Mm-hmm. So it's ume is a kind of Japanese sort of plum apricot thing,
uh-huh.
And samurai used to take umeboshi into battle, and and they also used to use it as a hangover cure, which it's very effective for. But so in the 17th century, when enslaved people from Indonesia came to the Cape, they brought with them this flavor preference for this salted plum thing. In our environment, umeboshi, the Japanese thing, became Meebos, because if you take the oo and the e off the end, you find you've got Meebos in the middle. And it really is a great, delicious taste that if you want just kind of classic, yummy, farm stall style Meebos, that in Gauteng, that the Yasmain farm stall in Hartbeespoort has delicious, cheap, ooh, yummy, kind of sweet, salty perfectness. And you can't miss Yasmain. It's the one that looks like the giant windmill as you come into Hartbeespoort.
Uh-huh.
That there's all sorts of other things people do with it. That Quality Pickles, which is a brilliant Cape Town company, they have a supplier in Gauteng. So you can buy, they make a Meebos chutney that you can find at the Lips convenience store in Benoni South.
Mm.
That there's a company called 3MBC. Who make a Meebos drink. So it's like fizzy liquid Meebos. And sounds weird, but it's completely delicious. I found it at the Montana Super Spa in Pretoria. But you can just, if you go on Facebook on 3MBC, you can find this funky Meebos drink that is very, I think, very clever.
Up next, we're going to discuss Dombolo, but we'll take a quick break, Anna, and then come back to Dombolo, okay. Skop, and you know, some more of the other treats that are quintessentially part of our heritage. And you know what? I'm having a facepalm moment because I know exactly what meatball is because I have eaten it, especially in my childhood. And I'm very shocked and appalled at myself.
I'm so sure that you know meatball.
16 minutes to go before we get to 8 o'clock.
Walking the talk.
This is 702.
702.
We're discussing food this Heritage Day, and Anna Trepido just helped me remember that I, in fact, have eaten meatballs before. But something I definitely have eaten and enjoyed is Dombolo.
Yes. And we've had this conversation before. I know that you're a big Dombolo boy.
Yeah, but, big time.
The best Dombolo are from Cosmo Dumplings.
And we all and I ordered from them, by the way. Remember, I promised you afterwards.
Was it lovely?
Stunning, stunning. And we've been regulars since.
I know, they're completely fabulous. If people want to have a kind of look and have a sort of food porn moment, if they go to Instagram at Cosmo_dumpling, they can see all the dumplings looking so beautiful. So this is a small company that the exciting thing is that they've grown, that they started off like literally Petunia Tebe was literally in her house making dumplings, that they are now, you can find them pre-packed in units of nine at Meat World in North Riding. So they're beginning to be like in the shops. But you can also just order, you know, if you go to cosmodumplings.co.za, that they sell plain ones, sweet corn ones, whole wheat ones. There's a gluten-free one for people who need that, that they are light, fluffy, fabulous. And what's best of all, because, you know, the point of a dumpling is to mop up sauce, isn't it? You know, that it's really, it's part of a package. And they do these fantastic combos. So you can, for instance, she does an inhloko, that's an ox head, with 12 dumplings. And you can have that for 350 rand. That she does those proper hard body flavorsome chickens, again with the 12 dumplings and the chakalaka and the cabbage. And, you know, so all fabulous. They are Cosmo Dumplings. You can order on 082-309-6721. And, yes, I think that especially as it's about to be summer and hot, and then like meaty stews and dumplings might be a bit overwhelming, have one last sort of spring winter stand of dumpling pleasure.
No, for sure. And I was about to say, especially the, you know, what comes with it, it's just absolutely stunning. You know, it's really, truly a culinary experience. Let's talk about skop, because you mentioned ox head, but skop is obviously also a head of another animal.
Yes. And, you know, but if Cosmo Dumplings do the kind of classic, you know, proper township version, melting ox heads, beef cheek. Prue Leith restaurant in Centurion, they are part of the Prue Leith chef school. They do, it is such a clever sort of gourmet interpretation. If you want to do offal and be posh at the same time, they have skop that they've done with waterblommekies and brain souffle, so that they've turned it into this sort of gourmet glamour experience. Very reasonably priced, you know, it's the whole egg for 240 Rand. That, again, if you want to go to, if you go to my Instagram, in fact, there's a picture of it. So at Trepido Territory, you can see the scorp and the brain souffle and the waterblommekies to see if that's what you feel like. Because they are not open today, but they are open tomorrow. And the whole menu, I think it's the great South African restaurant. And somehow, because it's Centurion, it's halfway between Joburg and Pretoria, and everybody thinks you need a passport to get there. And actually, that Prue Leith restaurant is, if you're interested in South African food and innovative interpretations of it, that's where one should go. That they are on at Prue Leith Chefs, or you can phone them and make a booking, Pretoria 751-3451.
100%. And unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Time is the enemy here, but no, absolutely stunning. You know, looking at the heritage when it comes to our food. All the best to you.
Perfect.
Cheers. Thanks. That was Anna Trepido. And I'm suddenly hungry.